This Monday morning on Wake Up With Hope, we'll be making creamy vegan iced chocolate with Gia and her team, and we'll also have music from Sivasa Laupati.
Plus, Puya Fanai will join us to share notes of hope. Stay with us. Happy Monday morning, friends, and thank you for joining us at Wake Up With Hope.
It's another great day at Wake Up With Hope. We're so excited to be waking up with you and kicking off the week, sharing the hope and love of Jesus with you.
As the holiday season is in full gear, and many of us are thinking about the great sacrifice sent to us from heaven in the form of a baby, what a perfect opportunity to reflect on our roots.
Yes, it is National Roots Day, a day that aims to encourage us to dig into our family history, our heritage, and find out where we come from. What a wonderful activity to connect over this holiday season.
It sure is. And while you're thinking about it, take some time to reflect on your deeper roots, the reason for our existence. You see, friends, you were created in the image of God and for His glory.
So friends, we want to encourage you to spend some extra time with the Lord and in His Word to let that thought sink in deeper so that you can live more of Him this upcoming year.
Oh, I like it. Well, it's now time to begin our program by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in the year 1888, Vincent van Gogh, experiencing a severe mental breakdown, threatened a friend with a knife before turning it on himself, cutting off part of his own earlobe. He reportedly wrapped the severed piece and gave it to a woman at a nearby brothel. The next few years of Van Gogh's life were striking. He spent some time in a mental institution where he teetered between bouts of madness and intense creativity. He produced some of the most well-known and his most famous works during this time. In May of 1890, Van Gogh moved near Paris, where he suffered some severe problems, including despair and loneliness. And on July 27 of the same year, he shot himself dead. He was 37 years old.
You know, friends, what a tragic story. Clearly, Van Gogh had so much potential and so many dreams. Yet his life seemed lonely and unfulfilled, so much so that he decided he could not go any longer. Have you ever felt lonely, friends, or in despair? Have you ever felt like all hope is gone, like there is no one to talk to, no one who truly cares? Well, it's easy to feel that way, especially nowadays, as we look around our world and we see the misery, pain, and uncertainty. Yet in the midst of the chaos, there is indeed a true friend that cares, that loves you beyond anything you can imagine. There is, in fact, hope, lots of hope. Jesus stands at the ready, awakening your acceptance, and He gently knocks on the door of your heart. And He says, come to me, come to me. I will give you rest. Come to me, talk with me. I will never, never leave you. Oh, friends, when you feel like all hope is gone, turn to the one who is the anchor of hope. He loves you with an everlasting love. Call on Him today and wait. Wait upon Him. Place your hope in Jesus and watch. He will never fail.
Amen. Praise God for that. Well, it's icy outside, and it's time to make creamy vegan iced chocolate with Gia and her team. Enjoy.
We're making iced chocolate. And this is from a website that I actually like following. Vegans Eat Yummy Food Too. And it's very simple, but she's got this iced chocolate on there, and man, it's like delicious. And you don't have all the ice cream and all the really stuff that you just don't want around your waistline. So we're going to make it, and it calls for like at least 2 trays of ice, but I don't know if we've got 2 trays left. Okay. Because Moses and Olive have been going for it. There we go. We are putting some chocolate in there. Oh, Mum, it's a bit high for you guys, yeah? Yeah, you pour that in. That's vanilla essence. Some vanilla essence. Oh, and I thank my friends from South Africa who always bring me the vanilla essence from there. Oh, it's so good. Pour it in. Oh, and 100% maple syrup. So, where any plant milk will do, So, I like using either almond milk, or there's a mixture of almond and coconut milk, or soy milk, or rice milk. Okay, this is going to be really loud. Okay, so don't turn it on yet, okay?
Mommy, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eating the maple syrup.
Not good for your teeth. Ready? I'm going to pour some. This is very icy. So you can just like use a spoon or... Oops, sorry. Did I knock you?
Oh, it's very icy.
It is very icy. This is what it's like. It's an iced chocolate. It's the real deal.
Chocolate.
Whoa.
Iced chocolate.
It's iced chocolate. There you have it. Your iced chocolate. Here's some for you guys.
The ice mountain.
Yes. Okay, tell everyone you're too busy eating, so say bye.
Bye.
We're too busy, gonna drink our iced chocolates.
What is life's greatest privilege? Well, let's find out on today's episode of Bible and Christian Living.
One in three women are going to experience some form of psychological or physical abuse at the hands of their partner throughout their lifetime. Even more frightening than that is that 14 women, 6 men, and 10 children are going to die as a result of an incident of domestic violence. And then there are our police force. They're called to 200 incidents of domestic violence a day. That's one every 7 minutes. And the most frightening of all, get this, the police estimate that only 18% of domestic violence incidents are actually reported. If you're one of those people that have the privilege of enjoying a marriage that is completely contented, completely fulfilled, free of any sort of violence or abuse, cherish it, relish it, and count your blessings, because many are not in that privileged position. There's an interesting example in scripture in the Bible that's just, it captures my imagination, because it's the idea that Jesus so loved his church that he laid down his life to spare her, to save her, to restore her. You know, it's like the picture of what love really is, the willingness to forget oneself in order to reach out to the other. And I think to myself, isn't that what marriage is supposed to be like? Isn't that in fact the epitome, the ideal for a healthy, happy, flourishing marriage? That's in fact what that scripture says. It asks husbands to love their wives in that kind of self-sacrificing way, which is totally countercultural when you think about it, because everything in our culture, in our society, is about the me generation, about how I can obtain greatest fulfillment and enjoyment and pleasure and the like. Our culture is that men are strong and men take and men do. And actually, scripture comes along and says, you want a marriage that works? You want a marriage that thrives? You want a marriage where people are happy, contented, and fulfilled? It's going to look different. It's going to be where a man is a man based on his willingness to lay down his life, to bless, to serve, to nurture, to protect, to save. What would our marriages look like if this was the estimate of manhood that we strove to attain to? How would our marriages and our homes be different? Because I'm thinking there would be less abuse. I'm thinking there would be less selfishness. I'm thinking there would be greater contentment, fulfillment. I'm thinking our women, our wives, would feel protected and nurtured, that they may even begin to come into their own and to blossom. I'm thinking that marriages could be very different, that our families here in New Zealand would be profoundly, positively impacted by men who step forward and say, no more using my strength for me, but I'm going to use my strength to love, to lay down my life, to sacrifice for my wife, for my children, for my family. That's the picture of Jesus. That's what families are supposed to be just a small taste of experientially. What a different picture. So what about you today? What do you say? Are you willing to give this new picture a go in your family?
Think for a minute. What appeases your guilty conscience? We live in times where the feelings of guilt are discouraged and minimized. The age of rights and entitlements seem to have suspended the weight of our responsibilities, blurred the consequences of our actions, and minimized our wrongdoings. In such times, when each person defines their own trajectory and designs their own rules, guilt may seem unnecessary. But it's the acknowledgement of our guilt that leads us to a change of behavior, habits, and character. It is the grace of God through the influence of the Holy Spirit that convinces us of sin and righteousness and judgment. But Christ doesn't expect the sinner to change before coming to Him. He says, "Come unto me and I will give you rest." A guilty conscience can only be deceived, deluded, numbed. But if you are looking for peace, pause and think for a minute. It might be time to surrender everything to Christ, even your guilt.
It's now time for music as Sivasa Laupati joins us to sing Take Me Home.
I found beyond myself, and now I know that shelter. This world is not my home. Hear your children, Father, you swear we belong.
Are you enjoying today's program? We'll inspire someone else and share us with a friend, or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more inspiring content. And subscribe to our YouTube channel to keep up with us. Well, friends, in just a few moments, we're going to have today's morning devotional. We'll see you in just a minute. Wake Up with Hope. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. We hope your day is starting off on the right foot as you bask in the love and peace found in Jesus.
And now Puya Fanai joins us to share notes of hope for today's devotional thought.
Hello, friend. Thank you so much for joining me today as we talk about life and how to live with hope every day. Today, I want to start with this question. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you look at your life and it seems like all is lost? According to the Bible, many people throughout the history of the world found themselves in situations where it seemed like all hope is gone. That's what the Jews experienced during the time of Prophet Jeremiah. As the Babylonians came to Jerusalem and captured a lot of the Jews as captives, and took them to Babylon. They probably thought that all of their lives and all of their future were gone. Well, let's look at what God has to tell to the people who were just taken as captives to Babylon. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. According to God, God said, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an unexpected end." In another translation, it says, "Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." This version is the King James Version, but in the New King James Version, it says that God wants to give us a future and a hope. Now, remember, the context here is that the Jews were losing hope in their future. As slaves and captives in a foreign country, all hope seemed gone. But according to the promise of God, if we read the entire chapter of Jeremiah 29, it was a letter that God sent to the Jews in captives through the prophet Jeremiah, that all hope is not gone, even though they were taken as slaves and captives to Babylon, God is going to visit them again. If we look at verse 10, God said that after 70 years are accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, causing you to return to this place. So according to the promise of God, God was telling them that one day they're going to come back to their home city, their home country, and Jerusalem will be rebuilt. What a promise. So maybe we may find ourselves in places where we are being oppressed by a system that we don't agree with, or maybe we are oppressed by a situation where all hope seems to be gone. But the good news always is that God is telling us that I have a future for you. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. It's thoughts of peace and thoughts that would give you a future and hope. Friend, you may feel that there's nothing you can do about your future, but But guess what? God can change your future. God still has a plan for your life. God still has a plan for your future. He wants to give you hope. He doesn't want you to feel like all hope is gone, right? So let's live today with this promise from God's word that all hope is not gone. Another angle that we can look at from this text is that the reason why the Jews were taken as captives to Babylon was because they disobeyed God. If they had listened to God's instructions, they would not be taken as slaves to Babylon. But God allowed them to experience suffering and captivity so that they would wake up to the realization that it is only God who keeps us safe. God was allowing them to be taken as captives because He wants them to realize that He still loves them. So friends, if we look at our lives today, oftentimes we face problems and situations where we cannot really see a future and a hope because of our own mistakes, because of our own foolish decisions. But you see, the good news, friends, is that God will allow us to experience discomfort or problems. And then through that problem, God will wake us up to our reality of need of Him. We all need God. We all need God to help us. So God will allow you to be taken away into an experience if that is the only way He can bring you back to Him. So no matter what you are going through today, God still has a hope and a future for your life. Don't give up. Maybe you have found yourself in a situation where it seemed that everything that you do is leading you down a path that is there is no way out. But the good news, dear friend, is that that's not the case. Regardless of the situation, God always has a solution. But of course, there are times that we find ourselves in problems, not because of our own doing, but because of people who have done evil deeds toward us. Regardless of what situation we may find ourselves in, the good news is that it's not the end. It's not the end. It's never the end with God, because we have a God who is an eternal God. So as you wake up this morning, no matter what burden you may have on your heart, no matter what situation you may have found yourself today, the good news is that you still have a bright future with God. Maybe not an immediate solution in this world, but the promise of God is that one day all of our problems would be resolved. Now come with me to the last book of the Bible, Revelation. In Revelation chapter 22, God gave the promise to John for all of us. This is what God said in Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 to 5. And He showed me a pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bore 12 kinds of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. And they shall see His face, and His name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. And they will need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. The promise from the last book of the Bible from God for all of us is that one day He's going to take us to a new world, and the earth recreated. On that new place, there will be no more suffering, no more curse, no more pain, no more darkness of problems that we experience in this world. So friends, no matter what we go through in this world, the hope that we have in Jesus is that He's going to come again and He's going to restart our lives. So I want to invite you today to live your day with this promise, this hope that we have through God. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Pooya.
And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope and being with us here today.
Please join us tomorrow as Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional thought. We'll have a dedicated prayer session and so much more. And if you enjoyed today's messages and would like to learn more about the Bible, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
You know, our free Bible study guides are sure to be life-changing. Again, that's hope.study.
Friends, before we go, we want to share a Bible promise with you.
And today's promise is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
It says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it."
You know, friends, God has promised to be with us through every trial and temptation because He has made a way. So stay close to Him.
Amen. What a beautiful promise. We pray you enjoyed your time with us today. And from the bottom of our hearts, we want to wish you a very happy Monday.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you. Because we know we have the hope already. As we go on with this day, that if and when we face temptation, which most likely we will, in this world of sin and a lot of temptation, we know that you will provide a way of escape. And we pray that we would carry this hope with us throughout the entire day as we live for you. And we thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.